From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Two former presidents are asking Americans to continue giving money to Haiti in the immediate aftermath of the devastating earthquake there and in the future to help rebuild the desperately poor nation. Former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush say private money will be directed to those who are hurt, homeless, and hungry. President Obama has asked the two to run private fundraising efforts. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told Haitian President Rene Préval U.S. relief efforts will be closely coordinated with Haitian officials. She met with Préval at Haiti's airport today. More aid is flowing into the Port-au-Prince airport. Hundreds of thousands of daily rations arrive this evening. Water purification units arrived last night that can convert dirty water into clean drinking water. The United Nations says the body of its mission chief in Haiti has been found in the ruins of its Port-au-Prince headquarters. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says in a statement that he is deeply saddened to confirm the death of his special representative to Haiti, Hedi Anabi, as well as Anabi's deputy, Luis Carlos da Costa, and the acting police commissioner, Doug Coates. The secretary general says Anabi was a true citizen of the world, a mild man with the heart of a lion, and a man who had been proud of the UN's mission in Haiti and its people. The secretary general called da Costa a legend of UN peacekeeping operations who had been mentor to generations of UN staff. Coates was a member of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and the Secretary General called him a true friend of Haiti. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the men gave their lives for peace. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Emergency workers are still pulling out survivors from collapsed buildings in Port-au-Prince. American rescue workers shouted back and forth with survivors at a multi-story supermarket just outside the city today. Rescuers passed water to three people trapped in the rubble. They've yet to figure out how to get them out from underneath the slabs of concrete. In the final days of the race for the late Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy's seat, both candidates are bringing in national help. From WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady-Meyerhoff has more.
Recent polls now show a very tight race between Republican Scott Brown and Democrat Martha Coakley. The race is of national importance because Brown says he would not vote for health care reform, while Coakley has promised to be the 60th vote needed for passage. Saturday, the late Senator Kennedy's wife, Vicky, stumped for Coakley at a union event. Sunday, President Barack Obama will come to Boston to hold a rally at a local university. Scott Brown held a five-stop bus tour Saturday. At one stop, he was joined by former Republican Governor Bill Weld and was greeted by 500 supporters. Residents of Massachusetts are being bombarded by mailings, TV ads, and robocalls, including one recorded by President Obama. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerhoff in Boston.
This is NPR. A security breach at JFK International Airport in New York caused dozens of flights to be delayed today. Hundreds of passengers were evacuated from Terminal 8 after a passenger went through a door meant for airport staff only, setting off an alarm. Passengers had to go through screening a second time. The passenger involved arrived on a flight from Orlando, Florida. New census figures show the number of working moms who are the sole breadwinners for their families is at an all-time high. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, this is partly because job losses during the recession have hit mostly men.
Men held 75% of the jobs lost in 2008, mainly in the male-dominated areas of manufacturing and construction. By last year, women were the sole wage earners in 4% of families. Census figures show most of those women had already been in the labor force, but a husband's job loss prompted others to start working. The number of stay-at-home moms dropped from a year earlier, even as the number of stay-at-home dads increased. Economists say families in which only the mother is left working often lose more than half their income. That's because women pay lags that of men, more women work part-time, and women are not as likely as men to have benefits like health insurance. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
A group of anti-war activists led by Cindy Sheehan protested outside the CIA's headquarters and former Vice President Dick Cheney's home in Northern Virginia. They opposed the use of unmanned drones in war zones such as Iraq and Afghanistan. Some 70 people took part in the protest along a highway near the CIA compound. About half of them marched to Cheney Street but were blocked by police from getting too close to his home. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.